when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, good morning, good evening, good afternoon, all you precious, precious Blood River Radio family members out there, and some of you people out there that hate us, but don't worry, we hate you too. I mean, I should say we'll evangelize for you. But people, you're listening to Blood River Radio. This is the only radio broadcast. We're not a show. We're broadcast. We're dead serious. It's the only white civil defense network that goes across the airways in the United States of America, and maybe even the entire world, because we preach the liberation of white people from the bureaucracy that controls the whole world, and we are fighting the survival against the ongoing program of white extermination that's been going on ever since Eve had a little battle with the Satan, that old serpent. Well, anyway, people, like I said, when you listen to Blood River Radio, my name is Eddie the Bombardier Miller, and this is the last Saturday of the year of 2022, and in the year of our Lord Jesus Christ Almighty, who died on the cross while we were yet sinners, people. And you know, this is a Christian radio show, and you know, we always, before we do anything, we have a prayer, and we have my favorite guy on tonight, your favorite guy, my leader, the general, the leader of the League of the South, none other than the one and only Dr. Michael Hill. And he's going to lead us off in prayer tonight. This is Dr. Hill's hour. The first hour of Blood River Radio is always Dr. Hill's hour. And so this is going to be his program tonight. And he's got some announcements to make and some questions. Matter of fact, we got a text message from one of our biggest supporters who mentioned Dr. Hill favorably, I may add. Well, how are you doing tonight, dear brother?
Oh, man, I'm doing really well. I appreciate you having me on this New Year's Eve show, last day of 2022, as you said.
Well, I tell you what, I just love having you on. We're joined at the brain, at the heart, and along with people like Mr. Rand, that we just
That's
talked
right.
about. Rand Solly, I love that guy. He's going to be on second hour tonight, and along with some
well,
other
you
guys.
You got a good one in him.
You got to tell you what, if you had to have somebody to cover your back in the worst possible circumstances, I would look no further than Rand Owens.
Oh man, like, he'd be there.
He is there, brother, as you are too, Dr. Hill. Well, Dr. Hill, if you will, you know this routine as well as anybody. So, if you will, would you bless the audience in prayer? Take us to prayer, if you don't mind, brother.
Yeah, I'll be glad to. Let's bow our heads and pray, everyone. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for taking us through this year, this tumultuous year 2022, bringing us right to the end of it here on this radio show. Now we pray that you will give us wisdom and strength and courage to face the things that we will face in the year 2023. Lord, I pray that you will equip us to be your good and faithful servants. I pray that you will give us the things that we need to fight this battle for not only our survival, but our prosperity and a future for our children. And I also ask you to give us victory in Jesus' name and for his sake. Now I pray that all the words that we say on the show will be for your honor and glory and for the advancement of your kingdom on this earth. And I pray this in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. This is a hardcore Christian show, and I do appreciate you, Dr. Hill, so much for saying that prayer. I couldn't think of anybody more qualified to say it than you. The same man who, before we left out, back in that infamous day of of August the 12th of 2017. We rolled out of the compound up there in Charlottesville, Virginia. We didn't make one step until Dr. Hill said the prayer. And that's why, as long as Dr. Hill's on this prayer, as long as he can speak, and as long as he wants to do it, he will be the one saying this prayer. Also, people, as you know, we always go to our donors. Without donors, you've heard me say this a thousand times, but it's just truer than ever. There would be no Blood River Radio. There would be no Liberty News Radio. We have to have money. Money is the mother's milk. Anyway, here's who donated this past week. Good old Alan. Every month. Alan is probably the main reason we went to the third hour. He's been so he's almost insisted upon us going through the third hour, and he came through with some good funds to finance it. Like we said, it costs a lot of money. It costs a lot of money to run this show, any show. So we had Alan Biscuit. Bless his heart. You're talking about a giant of a man. He reminds me of you, Dr. Hill. He's a big guy. He's a young guy, just in his early 40s. He's about 6'6", plus or minus an inch. It hurts my neck to look up at him. He was in Memphis about 5 weeks ago. We went out to eat. 355 pounds. And the dude, he has maybe a little belly, but I tell you, I would not want to fool with that guy. I'm so glad.
And if he ever got a hold of you, he wouldn't let you go, that's for sure.
Wee! He's a
that's
horse.
A big,
I mean, he,
that's a big
I mean,
man.
He is,
that's a big
he
man.
Is a big man. He's an outdoorsman. He's athletic. He I tell you what, he's a badass. I'm so
yeah,
glad he's a friend of ours.
He makes me sound little. I'm 6'5", 225, and I'm a little beside that.
Well, you're a big – I tell you, you're a horse. But I tell you this, I know three horses. You, Michael Tubbs, and old Biscuit, man. I tell you what, if we ever have a war, I'm gonna be running the running back behind y'all, that big monster line. We also
That's right.
Paul H. of West Virginia. He's been donating pretty regularly. Thank you so much, Paul. Thank you, Biscuit. And we also – Ken, I always call him Big Ben. Ken from New York. He's one of our Yankees, but I'll tell you what, he's hardcore Southern in the heart. You know, Southern, like I always say, Southern is a state of mind and in your heart. And we also have Mr. Baker of Jonesboro, Arkansas. He always writes the nicest letters. But those are the guys who donated this past week. And before I go any further, I'm going to read this text message we got from one of our biggest supporters, God love. We just referenced old Biscuit. He sent this text, and one of the main reasons I read it is because he mentioned Dr. Hill. Here's what he says, and this was sent today, this morning. He says, "Hello, Eddie. You and your bomber crew have sure dropped a heap of ordnance this year. I've never heard any of y'all waver, even slightly, even once. Every rabbit trail led straight to the enemy who you pursue with a relentless tenacity that should serve as the model for everyone in our movement. No reform. No compromise and no illusions as to who the eternal enemy is. May God bless you and protect you. And may 2023 be the finest yet for Blood River Radio. No quarter. Give them the black flag." That's some old Biscuit down there in Florida. And he also says at the end of this, "What you talking about?" And he says, "I just saw where Dr. Hill posted a lawsuit update. So, Dr. Hill, you can take off anywhere you want to. This is your show. I'm so honored to have you here. But you might want to say hello to old Biscuit, because I know he's one of your big fans, Dr. Hill."
Well, I'll tell you what. I appreciate that, Biscuit. Appreciate you supporting this good show, too. That was a great segue there, too, Eddie, because last night I got notice that Judge Norman Moon had rendered his decision in the Sines versus Kessler Charlottesville trial. And if your listeners will remember, I was on the show shortly after the verdict was rendered in the trial last November. When I say last November, I mean November 2021, not 2022. So it's been over a year, and the judge finally rendered a decision. The judgment in that original decided by the jury, when the case was decided in November 2021, we were on the hook for about $2 million. $500,000 on me and Michael Tubbs, and $1 million on the league, for a total of $2 million in punitive damages for violating Virginia civil conspiracy law against these poor darlings up there in Charlottesville in Antifa and Black Lives Matter. Well, the judge came out with his decisions yesterday, and as best I can read it, I've talked with my lawyer about it. The league and Tubbs and I shouldn't be on the hook for any more than $30,000 in punitive damages. It could have been $2 million. It got reduced down to what we think will be around $30,000. So that's still a good chunk of money, and I really don't want to pay anybody a penny because I'm not guilty of anything, and neither is Tubbs or the league. But we'll see what happens. But we're soliciting donations right now in case in case we need them, and I feel sure one way or the other we will. I don't know. We haven't made a decision yet about whether we're going to appeal this or not, so we'll have to see. But we're going to have to raise some money either way. But the good news there is that judgment was reduced from a potential of $2 million down to a mere $30,000, which is very, very doable for us if we have to do it. So that's some pretty good news. It's better than we expected. Our attorney was pleasant, very pleasantly surprised, and thinks that we certainly came out of this a lot better than we might have. So that's the news that I had, and you sagged into it very, very well, sir.
Old Biscuit must have been. I tell you, Old Biscuit, I tell you, the guy, he's got a brain on him. To speak to him, you would underestimate him. He's just an old country rich stick in the mud like me. But the guy's got a head on his shoulder. He has a very high job in the state. And so we can't dare let him get outed. But as soon as we come back, I'm going to ask you a few questions myself, Dr. Hip. But that is fabulous news. And when we come back, I want to make sure that the people listening know how they can send these donations, where they can send them to, et cetera, et cetera. Be right back, folks. Hang on to your seats.
During our war for Southern independence, the brilliant Confederate general Robert E. Lee foretold the decline of this country when he prophesied, if those people, referring to the dictatorial federal government, if those people win this war, the United States will become a bully abroad and a tyrant at home. As Lee predicted, it has come to pass. The principles laid out in our founding documents, our Declaration of Independence, and the individual rights protected in our Constitution have been vilified and discarded. But not everyone has surrendered. Blood River Radio brings you highly respected, intelligent guests not afraid to speak the truth when the truth in America today is censored and attacked. Your contributions keep us on the air in order to fight against the bullies abroad and the tyrants at home. Send your war contributions to Blood River Radio, P.O. Box 34636, Bartlett, Tennessee 38184. That address is on our website, www.bloodriverradio.com. Don't let the bullies and the tyrants win.
Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at cspoa.org. That's cspoa.org.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an Immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
God bless you, Blood River Radio fans. We don't have any audience out there. We have fans. We have haters. I know we have haters that listen to us. But I guess I shouldn't say it, but we hate y'all too. But anyway, like God hated, what's his name? Hated Esau while he was in the womb. Before he was even born, God hated him. So if it's good enough for God, it's good enough for me. Anyway, people, you're listening to the one and only Dr. Michael Hills. He's been the director of the League of the South, I think, since 1994. And he's still in there, and he's fought so many battles. And just people, just in case you're just tuning in, we probably don't have too many just tuning in, but I know some people who get in late. And some people just on board, listen to the archive. By the way, we were able to get our archive. This is an announcement, too. I almost forgot to make. You know, our archives were down a while. Well, people, as you know, when you're a radio program like we are, you get constant attacks. Thank God we have a brilliant webmaster, and he's always able to counter them and get us back up. But it took him a while to do it, and so we have to have a new. And I can never get this computer lingo. I know Cameron does. Probably Lizzie. If Lizzie's back, she understands it better than I do. But he had to get us a new host and all this kind of stuff. We're always under constant attack, and it takes money. But anyway, that's why our archives were down for a while, people. That I just want to let you know, it wasn't anything that we did. It was something that the enemy did. But we're back up now, for now. But I just can't get into my emails at Blood River Radio. But now I've been blocked out of that, so the webmaster's going to have to fix that for us, too. It never stops, never ends. Anyway, people, we have the one and only Dr. Michael Hill, known since he's been the director since 1994. I know I repeat myself, but people need to know, we learn by repetition. And Dr. Hill just had some fantastic news. Dr. Hill, just in case people might be tuning in, just give them a quick synopsis, not to bore, of what happened and where they can send money. We always need money to keep the League of the South is the only organization in the world I know of its kind. And they fight for you and me and everybody. So people, if you're too shy and you're too squeamish to get in the battle and fight, you can use money. There's 100 ways you can fight. And so we're going to go right back to Dr. Michael Hill, the one and only leader of the League of the South. He's my general, your general. He's going to give us a quick synopsis, and he's going to tell you how you can send some very much needed funds. Go ahead, brother. Go ahead, brother, Dr. Michael Hill.
All right. In summary, the judge issued a ruling last night on the Sines versus Kessler, the Charlottesville trial. We were found guilty of a count of violating civil conspiracy law in the state of Virginia. And the original claim against us was around $2 million. The judge's ruling last night reduced that by law to about $30,000. That's still a lot more than I want to pay these people. And we don't know whether we're going to appeal yet or not. So it's all up in the air, but I know one way or the other we're going to need some money. And we have stayed in the field over 5 years of this lawsuit because of folks like you. And we're going to need you at least one more time here. And if you'd like to help us, you can send a check or money order or cash. We've been shut out of all these online payment systems because of who we are. And you'll have to do it the old-fashioned way, but you can send it to the League of the South, P.O. Box 760, Killen, spell K-I-L-L-E-N, Alabama, 35645. And mark it for a legal fund. And if you want to, if you didn't get all that down, go to our website, which is www.leagueofthesouth.com, and you can see how to make a donation there on the website as well. But we would appreciate your support. We've hung in there. We've been battered and bruised, as I've said before, by all this. And, we've been in battle. And, sometimes you go into battle, you have to come out and lick your wounds and rest and refit and get ready to go back in. Well, we're doing that right now. We need your help. We need some more supplies. In other words, we're willing to do the fighting, but we need the supplies. And we could use a few more soldiers. We lost some in this battle over the last 5 years, and we need some more. So not only should you consider supporting us with a donation, you should consider joining the league, too. And you don't have to be a Southerner. You can be, as Eddie pointed out, a Southerner at heart to support us, and we'd love to have you. So there's my solicitation.
Well, I'll tell you what. And also, if any of you people that know me and trust me, if you have – If you didn't get all that, it seemed to me it was as simple as pie. You should be able to get it. But if you couldn't, if you have to delay for some reason, you can always send me an email at eddie@bloodriverradio.com. Like I just said, I've been locked out of my Blood River Radio emails account. I was talking to Jay about it. Jay's pretty much of a guru. And I didn't understand the lingo he told me. I don't know. We could have been attacked or whatever, but our webmaster is going to have to work on it. And he gives us a break on price. You know, he really does a huge break. But it's constant work for him. So, if you will, continue to support us. And please support Dr. Hill. Lord knows, I don't know how Dr. Hill stood up under the pressure. Because you know what? In the beginning, Dr. Hill was – there was total uncertainty. Dr. Hill could have lost his home, could have lost everything, along with Michael Tubbs. It's just – I mean, it was beyond surreal. So the man has hung in. He's hung in since 1994 and hung in since Charlottesville under the hellish attacks, you know, threatening his livelihood. I mean, who knows? Thugs could come down. Like Dr. Hill told me, Dr. Hill might not know, but I always listen to everything he says, and I file away everything in my memory best I can. He said he used to think that these interstate highway systems are really great. You can get up, jump on them, man. You got you a nice, fast car. You can cover a lot of miles in a short time. But also, you know, it's a double-edged sword. That same interstate can come 1,000 miles away and can bring thugs to Dr. Hill's house. So that's the kind of threat he was under. We're all under it, but Dr. Hill more so than any of us because he stands out like a sore thumb. Everybody knows, and all the thugs know. They probably think, well, we can take him out. Well, the organization would fold like so many other ones have folded. As a matter of fact, I think the League of the South is probably the only combative organization I know that we don't. I tell you what, we are never going to back down. And but anyway, I know I'm running too long in the mouth here, but please help Dr. Hill. Please help the League of the South, and because Dr. Hill's going to stay in the field as long as you give him ammunition, as long as you support him. But we can't. Dr. Hill can't do it by himself. Anyway, I was going to say, I read Alan's text already. So anyway, Dr. Hill, where would you like to go to next? I have a few notes, but listen, this is your hour, Dr. Hill.
Well, I would just like to say that, I'm willing to stay in the field for as long as it takes. I've got no other plans to go anywhere else. I don't know how many years I've got left, but the years I have left, God willing, I'm going to spend them in this cause because I can think of nothing better to do. I have had a lot of death threats. Obviously, I take them seriously, although I don't let them keep me from sleeping well. But I have taken a lot of precautions, but I'm not the only one that receives these. But yeah, we're very serious, Eddie, as you pointed out. We're very combative. We don't back down. We have our policies, we have our principles, and we try to stick with them. That's not to say that we don't make mistakes from time to time. We do, but we've been in the field for a long time, going on 30 years. And to my knowledge, we are the only official organization that participated at Charlottesville that is still in existence. All the other ones have either changed names or folded, or their leaders have turned traitor or whatever. But the league, because of the nature and quality of our people and supporters, has stood firm, and God willing, we'll continue to do that. And I don't know what 2023 is going to bring. I hope that once we get all this legal stuff behind us, we have some plans in 2023 to do some really professional videos of showing people how to do some of the things that they really want to do. Stand by for those in 2023. We're getting some good equipment to do that with now that somebody has provided us with a little money specifically to do that. So we're going to get a little equipment where we can do audio and video more effectively. We're going to try to have regular meetings. We encourage our local chapters to have regular meetings, and we're going to try to have some state meetings. Our first state meeting is in Florida next weekend. So we'll be kicking things off really on the first real weekend of 2023 in Florida with a conference, and I'll continue when the music stops.
Well, you know, y'all are going to have to call in from down there. I guess you know that. Because next week will be our first show going to 3 hours. We'll be coming on at 3 p.m. going to 6. People, we'll be right back after this break. How are we going to do 6?
pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Pope Francis is set to preside over the funeral of his predecessor, Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI.
The funeral will be held in the morning in St. Peter's Square. It will be presided by Pope Francis. Again, the first time in modern times that we know that a pope has presided over a mass of another.
Rome correspondent Claudio Lavanga says the former pontiff's body will be moved to St. Peter's Basilica Monday so the faithful can pay their final respects. Vatican officials expect about 60,000 people to attend the public viewing. Emmy award-winning journalist and television personality Barbara Walters is dead at the age of 93. She had several memorable interviews over the decades, like this one from 1990 with Donald Trump on ABC.
I hope the general public understands how inherently dishonest the press in this country is.
As a member of the press, let me try to clear up some of the things which you say are untrue.
She appeared as the host of numerous television programs, including The Today Show, The View, 2020, and ABC's Evening News. Walters died Friday at her home in New York City. A graduate student is facing murder charges in the University of Idaho stabbing murders. Moscow, Idaho Police Chief James Fry says 28-year-old Brian Koberger is in custody. Koberger was a criminal justice graduate student at Washington State University. Idaho Prosecutor Bill Thompson said Koberger was charged with 4 counts of murder after his DNA was recovered at the site of the murders. The Mega Millions jackpot is now the fourth largest in the game's history. Lottery officials say no one picked all 6 numbers in last night's drawing. That means Tuesday's jackpot in the multi-state lottery game will be worth $785 million with a cash option of nearly $400 million. This is USA News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur. Let's make sure your current payroll provider isn't overcharging you, shall we? First, go to your payroll provider's website to see what you're currently paying. Oh, what's that? You can't clearly see your pricing because your vendor is running a temporary sale or making you call for a free quote? That's unfortunate. If you go to PatriotSoftware.com, you will instantly see our payroll pricing for companies with 1 to 100 employees. Well, there you go. At least now you know what you should be paying for payroll. Go to PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Being this is a .44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off. You got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Bunk?
Well, God bless you, Blood Grip Radio family, for hanging out. You know, Dr. Hill was telling me an interesting story during the break, and it's so indicative of our people. Dr. Hill, you know how strapped money Dr. Hill and the League of the South is. We're all there's no one in this organization that's got money. I can go over and double damn to you. We used to have a co-host. I won't mention his name. He was a good guy, kind of a nut at times. But I guess we all are at times, including me. But, you know, I said, if you're trying to get a business and you're going to make it a good living, you're not going to be able to do, you know, make a lot of money off of people in our so-called movement. Because we don't have any money. You're going to have to go out and make money elsewhere and bring the money, hopefully, to your people in this movement. But anyway, if you will, Dr. Hill, tell them that story that you told me during the break. I mean, that's really disheartening. But go ahead, if you will, Dr. Hill.
Yeah, absolutely. I was telling Eddie during the break that back in August when they had those disastrous floods in the mountains of eastern Kentucky, we raised some money. It wasn't a lot, but it was enough to help. And we couldn't find any individual families to get it to that we could verify. So we tried going through a Christian ministry, a so-called Christian ministry up there called the Christian Appalachian Project, whom you might have heard of. And we got, you know, I checked it out, did my due diligence, and I thought, well, you know, this is, they do good work, and they'll get this money to the people who they need to get it to. I talked with them. They assured me they would, and I sent them a check. And they sent me a nice thank you note and all that kind of stuff. And about a month later, I got a letter in the mail from the president of the thing with a check in there for the amount I'd sent, saying, we don't want your money. We know who you are. You're a bunch of racist, you know, homophobes, and, you know, you know, in other words, we know who you are. We don't want your money. So we haven't been able to find a conduit, as it were, to get that money up to the people that we want to get it to. I'm trying some other avenues right now, but I never thought it would be this hard to give away charitable donations to people. It's just like they don't want our money because of who we are.
That's so disheartening. You know, I'm never over here to go there. I got two stories I was going to tell you that just goes down that same path. I'll go to Mr. Buddy, his story first of all, then I'll go to my other story that meshes with yours, Dr. Hill. You know, everybody loves Mr. Buddy. He's the most gentleman.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
He is the greatest gentleman there ever is. He's a gentleman's gentleman, a fine Southern Christian gentleman, the best of the best. And he had this lawyer of all places in Jonesboro, Arkansas. Everybody would think Jonesboro, Arkansas, heart of the Confederacy, you know. I have grandparents buried in a little place called Mark Tree, this a Delta town. I guess you call it the Mississippi River, St. Francis River, Delta. I mean, you're talking about Delta, flat Delta. I always, when I go to Mr. Buddy's house, I stop off at the little cemetery where my grandparents are buried and sit there and meditate and pray. I idolize them. But the lawyer that Mr. Buddy was using rejected him, if I got my story straight, and told him just to get on out of his office. He said he didn't even want him in his office. And you know what? I was telling Mr. Buddy, I was thinking, I would like to see that dude. I would like to go in there and explain a few things to that dude. It burnt me up when somebody did that to Mr. Buddy. At the time, Mr. Buddy was about 92 years old. You're going to do that to a 92-year-old man? Let's see how you can do. I'm not no young guy, but let's see how you can do with me, you piece of garbage. but you know, I swear to God, I'd have probably have to, somebody would have to bail me. You'd be raising money for me, Dr. Hill, because I would not take that crap.
Out of jail.
You got that right. I tell you what, that'd be one scumbag lawyer that would know I was there. But, you know,
I bet he'd welcome a communist in there, though.
Oh, you better believe it. Oh, you better believe it. And a cross-dressing fag. You never believe they would.
Really. Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I went to the funeral. The man who baptized me, I still loved him, respected him, although he was a Southern Baptist. I tell people I'm a recovering Southern Baptist. I love the guy. And I've talked to him in private before. And he saw eye to eye with me and you, Dr. Hill, on the so-called Israel, the chosen people, and the Jew, the enemy of the Jew, the ones that Jesus Christ pointed them out, identified them as their sons. They were sons of their father, the devil. But I went to the funeral, and sometimes I feel like I'd like to go back to that church. I know so many of those people there. They know who I am. They know, Dr. Hill, this is what's incredible. They know that I just dropped napalm. Hardly a show goes by, a broadcast hardly goes by. We don't napalm the hell out of the churches. Of 95% of the so-called churches in America, we drop napalm on their ass every show.
Well, they deserve every bit of it.
Yes, they do. But they welcome me with open arms. And the son won't mention the names. I don't want to embarrass the family, but one of the sons said, you know, Eddie, that dad loved you. He loved you so much, you know. But see, I couldn't go back. I couldn't go because I know, Dr. Hill, you cannot, just what you told me about that $2,000 being turned down, you can't get them out. You can't get it out of them. You can show them scripture after scripture about what the Jew is. But they cannot turn loose that Jew chosen people and that the Negro worship. How? I don't understand how they get this friggin' Negro worship. It's beyond, but I don't know how we're going to get around that. But I finally decided when we start this program here, I got to shut up. I'm getting wound up. On our website, I said we're not recruiting the so-called alt-right. We don't want to have anything to do with the so-called alt-right. In fact, we defecate on their graves. We don't have anything to do with them. A bunch of peaceniks. If you know what? And Dr. Hill, I was kind of like a prophet. You said so. After Charlottesville, the so-called alt-right, these pit bulls of the alt-right, where are they now? There's only one left, League of the South. But that's indicative of everything. That's a great indictment on our so-called white race. And before I go back to you, Dr. Hill, I got to say this one more thing. And I said this before, I'm going to say it again. I've told everybody and his mama has listened to this show, knows how I used to deliver groceries when I was a kid, and I had to go through this shotgun house with the three generations of blacks and about six little black kids. And I had to go through, it was a shotgun house, and it was like four beds there. Every one of them was just urine-soaked from these black children's. And I told people, and that this still stands, I had rather spend the night in one of those urine-soaked beds with three of those black kids than I had to have to do any kind of socializing with a bunch of self-hating white traitors, traitors to their own race. But anyway, Dr. Hill, go back to you right now. I got a few notes, but I'm hogging up the show more than I intended to. But where do you want to go from now, Dr. Hill?
Well, just let me continue what I was talking about at the break there about what we've got planned for 2023 generally, and then we can go to some of the notes that you have. But
yes,
we're having a Florida State Conference this coming weekend, and you can get on our website and you can find out how to register for that if you're down in Florida and would like to attend. And also, we're going to, God willing, get more active in the public. We want to do some literature distributions in small towns and rural areas. This year, we have a very, very good publication for the league. It's a tabloid that we try to get out three or four times a year, called the Free Magnolia. You know, you've distributed them in the Memphis area.
Yes,
sir.
We got
people getting those and distributing them all over the place. We're going to be putting out a new issue of that, God willing, in January. And you know, we're looking for a conference or two, maybe one in the summer and one in the fall. We're not sure exactly when and where yet, but we're putting the preliminaries together. So we look forward to an active year in 2023. So, you know, we can go to your notes now if you'd like to. I don't have anything specifically I want to talk about.
Well, I'll tell you, we don't want to forget what you talked about. And people, I'd like to say one more time, please please send in some money to the League of the South and Dr. Hill. You know, they're going to do the best they can. God willing, maybe they won't have to pay that $30,000, but maybe they will. Who the hell knows? It's in God's hands. But you know what? But like they say, the faith without works is dead. But I would just I got a few things around here. Dr. Hill, I was looking at this Zelensky guy, this Jew, head honcho. I was over at the parks. I did a run before the park, before the show today. And they have all the stinking chairs painted in that faggot Ukrainian color. And I went in and just, you know, raised hell about it. I said, I can't believe American people are that stupid. But anyway, to put up with that crap, but in that ignorant. But anyway, Dr. Hill, I say where I think probably every member of Congress, when this Zelensky guy walked into the White House, Dr. Hill, there's the music. We got to get over our last break, believe it or not, people. We'll be right back, and I'll continue on what I was talking about. Be right back, folks.
Small Business Tech Guys is a team of experts ready to assist you with any service relating to growing your business. Our team specializes in information and technology, social media, general consulting, and HR. We thrive on assisting startup entrepreneurs with growing their businesses. If it's small business, it's our cup of tea. To schedule your free discovery call today, consider sbtechguys.com. We keep an eye on tech, so you don't have to. sbtechguys.com.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
This is Michael Hill, Chief of the League of the South. I listen to Blood River Radio, and you should, too. In fact, you should be telling your friends, your family, and your associates to listen to Eddie Miller and the good folks at Blood River Radio. They stand resolutely for the preservation of white civilization, what we once called Christendom, and they stand against the ongoing campaign of white genocide. In these trying and uncertain times, it's more important than ever to speak and act in defense of our God, our people, and our civilization. Blood River Radio speaks the truth and speaks it boldly. I've been on this show many times as a guest, and I'm very proud of my association with you. May our just cause prevail. Hail victory.
Oh, dear Blood River Radio family, thank you for holding on. This is our last segment, sadly to say. I may have forgotten, you know, how my old brain is. But listen, this will be the last broadcast of the year 2022. Not only that, this will be the last two-hour broadcast of Blood River Radio. Next week, it'll be January the 7th. We will be starting at 3 p.m., 1 hour earlier. We'll be going for a full 3 hours. And God has blessed us. He's put us in some good people in here. We've got several new donors, and I just can't thank them enough. We couldn't possibly come where we've come from to get where we are now without that money. So I'd like to thank you people again, every single one of our donors. Thank you so very much. Before we went to the break, I was trying to struggle to my poor little eloquent brain. Me and Dr. Hill were talking about almost every member of Congress that showed up, that attended the get together, the love fest for that Jew Zelensky from the Ukraine when he came into the United States House of Representatives. Dr. Hill told me that a lot of the old hardline Republicans didn't come. They boycotted the event. Thanks for them. Kudos to them. But the ones who were there gave that stinking Jew a standing ovation. And he's in there with a laundry list telling us how much money we got to give them. You know, Dr. Hill, here's the way I look at it. I'm going to set this table and let you, if you will, Dr. Hill, to come in and comment on it. The way I look at it, if people don't know yet that we're not under a communist attack, we have been conquered. The communist Jew, the international Jew, which is Judaism, communism, Bushovism, and Satanism. If you go into a circle like a hula hoop, they're all one and the same. They're all one and the same. Even the rabbis will tell you that. If you don't know yet that you've been totally conquered by the Jewish Bushovik communist dictatorship, you're living in an illusion. I mean, we have a Jew-controlled Congress, a Jew-controlled media, a Jew-controlled university system. Look at the House of Representatives just grovel to this Jew that came over here from the Ukraine. And Dr. Hill, I believe that so-called Ukrainian war is nothing more than a proxy war being perpetrated by Israel in the United States, which the United States is the dog that's being wagged by the Israeli tail. It's a proxy war against the last remaining, the greatest concentration of white, pure whites, no mongoloids, pure white Christians in the world. That's the only reason that these stinking Jews, this proxy war is being perpetrated against them, because they want to kill every white person on earth. The end game of these stinking Jews is to exterminate every single white person, especially every single white Christian in the world. They hated Christ. They crucified Christ. They would crucify him again. That's what's going on. And I don't know why these stupid people out there cannot see that. So, Dr. Hill, if you will, maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. Back to you. What do you think about that, Dr. Hill?
Well, Ukraine is an organized criminal enterprise that's being run by the United States, or the United States, as you call them, Great Britain and Israel, basically through the CIA, MI6, and Mossad triangle, intelligence agency triangle. I mean, anybody who knows what's happened over there within the last decade knows what's going on. I mean, they're not really trying to hide it. They're just basically saying, you know, do something about it. I mean, everything from bio labs to money laundering to sex and human trafficking to pornography. I mean, it's everything there that you would expect from a Jew. You know, the fraud. You know, you got that Samuel Bankman-Fried cryptocurrency thing, and you know, they set him up as a fall guy, but he was the nexus between all this money that the U.S. taxpayer is sending through Congress to Ukraine and Zelensky, and all that money gets laundered and sent back to crooked politicians over here in both parties. So, I mean, it's a criminal enterprise over there, and it's, you know, the American people have had the wool pulled over their eyes, as my daddy used to say, about this stuff. But yeah, it all rings very true. Zelensky is a Jew. You know, the globalists who are pushing this from the World Economic Foundation on down, these are all Jews. So if you look at American history very clearly, you'll see that for the last 100 years, a little over 100 actually, the Jews have been cementing their power in America, controlling slowly and now more rapidly all the institutions. And now they have basically cemented themselves into permanent power with this ability to steal elections. So you're right. We're not facing a coming Bolshevik or communist revolution in America. We are in the middle of one, and we are very, very close to losing what few freedoms that we have left to these people. They're now talking about criminalizing hate speech. And of course, they will be the ones who will define what hate speech is, and it'll be anything the Jews don't like. So that, you know, Blood River Radio and all the other similar radio programs, all the podcasts, all the websites and all that write published written articles, all these will be shut down and criminalized if these people have their way. You won't have any First Amendment rights. They want to take away your Second Amendment rights to defend yourself. And it's clear as day to those of us who have been looking at this happen slowly over the past few decades. But, you know, if you're young and you just came into this movement in the past few years, you don't have that long view like we do. We've seen this coming for a long time and tried to warn people about it. But until the white people out here, even good traditional conservative white people, until they are willing to name the Jew as the principal enemy of the Christian civilization that we're so trying to defend here, then we will not win, because you cannot win if you don't properly identify your enemy.
Amen. You know, in fact, I had a note here and forgot to read it. Here's the way I look at it. If you profess to be in our so-called movement for white Christianity, you know, for Southern independence, and like I said, Southern is a kind of state of the mind, a state of the heart. That's just my opinion. But if you're not exposing, if you're in a member of that organization, if you're not exposing the Jew, the same old eternal enemy, the same old eternal Jew, if you're not exposing the outlaw apartheid state of Israel, if you're not preaching that, if you're not preaching secession, getting away from the stinking Sodom of the Potomac criminal cabal in Washington, D.C., then you are part of the solution. Or even worse than that, I think you have to be ignorant. You know, you have to be stupid not to realize that. Or you could be even worse. You could be a mole. You could be a double agent, a traitor. That's the way I look at it. And I'm not going to take that back. I'll just repeat that. If you're not exposing the Jew, and you're not preaching to Israel, preaching to the people, we the people, to put pressure on Israel to get out of Palestine, to free Palestine, then in not preaching secession, then you're a white traitor. You're a traitor to your race. You're a traitor to Christianity. You're a traitor to everything good. And Dr. Hill referenced MI6, the CIA, the Mossad. I would add the NSA, the FBI, Army Intel. Dr. Hill, I'm wondering who controls who. I think I know the answer. Is the Congress or the senators, United States representatives, Dr. Hill, are they just window dressing? Are they just a facade? Are they just up there like little spineless leeches drawing a good salary from we the people? Are they the dog that's wagged by the tail, the intelligence community?
Let me answer this with one scenario here. You know, let's say that you agree with us that a criminal cabal has taken over the government and all the big institutions of the United States over the past 100 years, and they have now cemented their control, and we can say that a criminal cabal runs D.C. All right, if you believe that, which I think is obvious, and let's say you're a person, you know, a guy in his 30s who's just been elected to the U.S. House of Representatives to represent your district in Tennessee, and you're as innocent as a lamb. You know, you're going up there to represent the interest of the people in your district. You get up there, and the first thing you get is a phone call because they know that you've got, you've got principles, and you're going to come up there and try to serve the interest of the people. And the first big vote that comes up, particularly if it's a close one, you're going to get a phone call, and it's going to be from somebody anonymous, and they're going to say, Representative so-and-so, if you don't vote the right way on this, we know where your family lives. Goodbye. What do you think that innocent representative from some rural district of Tennessee is going to do when his family back home is threatened by these anonymous people? And let me tell you, that happens.
Yes. Yes, it does.
That's how criminal cabal operates, and that's how they do our Congress.
Yes, they do. You know what? And I say if the Congress had – well, I won't go down that route, but I'll just say we also have, she was black, ex-Congressman Cynthia McKinney, but she says this. She's the one that spilled the beans. That she got that same phone call when she was newly elected Congresswoman.
Yeah, exactly. And I know some others who have, too. This is not just speculation, by the way. I know this.
Yes, it's true. And see, she didn't play ball. But she said just like Dr. Hill said, every senator, every representative that comes into the Congress of the United States, they are given and also an open visit from the good Israelis. And they're told if they'll play ball and become a good little Shabbos goy, they'll get all the money they need to get reelected. They'll be taken care of. They'll have nice retirements. But guess what? If they don't. If they don't, they're going to lose elections. The best thing that will happen to them, they're going to lose their election. There'll be no committee appointments. There'll be no money. And you know what? That's the best thing. The worst thing, and it does happen, just like Dr. Hill said, they'll get the little phone call. And these little phone calls are not empty threats, are they, Dr. Hill?
No, they're not empty threats at all. Yeah, I mean, it's a carrot. It's the carrot or the stick approach. You know, you do what we say, we'll make sure you get rewarded well. You don't do what we say, we'll make sure you get punished real well. That is the essence of political power.
Yes, it is.
And these people have it.
Yes, sir. God bless you, Dr. Hill. Dr. Hill, I can't believe this hour is over. Dr. Hill, please call in next week from Florida. I wish I was going. I know Rand's going down there. We'll be coming on at 3:00. I'll get in touch with you. If y'all want to, we can delegate the whole 3 hours to the League of the South. How many hours y'all need? Well, y'all can call in down there in Florida. But
I'll keep you posted on that.
Keep me posted. Let me know how many hours y'all need. Well, good night. Thank you so much, brother. Thank you so much for opening with a prayer, especially that.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure.
People, you were talking to the one and only General Michael Hill.
the director of the League of the South. Now we're going to transition to the second hour and pick up some new guests. Be right back, folks.